Welcome to A Resurrected Life Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Wednesday of Holy Week. Our reading comes from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. And from the Gospel of Matthew. When it was evening, Jesus took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord."
Imagine for a moment that your spiritual heart, the essence of who you truly are, is contained within your chest, and that your chest is made of the purest glass. You cannot easily see into it because of where your head is in relation to your chest, but others can. They can see who you truly are from a long way off. Only some people notice. Most are preoccupied with themselves and the busyness of life, and they pay little attention to who you actually are. They focus on what you can do for them and are distracted by what you say about yourself. But the spiritually attuned do see. They are not focused on the peripheral things that come and go like the wind. Because your chest is glass, what your heart contains come pouring out of you. If fear resides within, your fear informs everything you are and do. If anger resides within, then anger is hidden behind the words and the stilted attempts to do whatever you have decided to do. The list goes on.
Putting the word into practice.
That Jesus could see into the heart of Judas should be of no surprise. The words of Judas said one thing, while his heart revealed another. Reflecting on the reality that is your spiritual heart can be difficult. Our instinct for self-preservation and our need to be regarded in a particular way often prevent us from beginning to contemplate who we have become. Isaiah shows us where to start if we are willing. It is as practical as deciding to pay attention to God regularly, every morning, according to Isaiah, until paying attention to God becomes a defining part of who we are. As we learn to pay attention like this, God does something that changes everything. He moves into our spiritual hearts, and what people begin to see in us is Him. Those things in us that have no part of God are cleaned out, so that God might reside there, like a king upon his throne, if Saint Teresa of Avila is to be believed.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.